Hello and welcome to Elevate to Success, discussions on project management and leadership ideas, tips and techniques of being a project manager, agile practitioner, or a leader in your organization. Each week I will have something new for you. I'll have discussions with guests on a number of topics that you can use immediately or stuff that's keeping you up at night. So let's go. Hi and welcome back to another episode. What we're gonna kind of talk about today is simple strategies for getting along in the workplace. Probably more people than you realize spend the majority of their time working with others in an employment-related situation. And unless you're lucky, these individuals don't get to pick who their coworkers are. You know, unfortunately, not everyone knows how to get along with others. This can cause all kinds of difficult situations in the workplace, making it almost impossible to really get through the day. Now, working well with others is crucial in any situation. It's even more important in a workplace environment. Why? Because it boils down to things like efficiency, productivity, performance, and employee morale. This is just to name a few. And the size of the company or business you work for really doesn't matter. You know, the rules are basically the same if you work for one person to 1,000 people in an organization. Each individual deserves the same level of consideration. So let me ask you, during your job search, have you ever noticed the phrase "must work well with others" in the job description or in an application or during an interview? If so, there's a very good reason for this. Now, employers do not want to hire individuals who don't work well with others. That's already a given fact. In a software development agile environment, it typically causes problems right from the beginning if you're not a people person. Okay, let's go ahead and define the word others. You know, in this case, others can be defined as everyone you come into contact with while on the job. Obviously, the answer is going to be different for everyone. However, it can include the boss, your coworkers, the customers or clients you interact with, a vendor you utilize, an HR team, maintenance or cleaning staff. You know, the list goes on and on. One of the main reasons is important to treat everyone equally is that you never know what a person might be able to help you with or do for you in the future. You know, never take advantage of that person's assistance or eagerness to help under any circumstances. You know, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the expression, "It's not what you know, it's who you know"? I know I heard that many times. So someone you don't interact with on a daily basis, but still consider a friendly acquaintance, could share a tip with you regarding a friend who happens to be hiring for a position you'd love to have. You know, without that tip or help, you wouldn't be aware of the opportunity. So this scenario happens much more than you probably think. Just another reason to be considerate to everyone. You know, another possibility is making a friend you wouldn't otherwise have. Diversity in the workplace is more commonplace than ever before. This gives individuals a much better chance of becoming friends with someone who isn't part of their everyday life. It might be someone who works in a different department of the person who maintains the office grounds. When it comes to meeting and making new friends, the possibilities are almost endless. So why is it challenging to work with others? There are several reasons why it could be challenging to work with others. You know, many people have a tendency to bring their egos, attitudes, hang-ups, biases, politics, and their inferiority complexes to their job. It could be that these individuals are really self-conscious and unsure of themselves underneath, or as basic as it is, they just hate their job and hate life altogether. So they use their big ego as a cover-up. You know, quite honestly, grandstanding at work backfires more often than not. It creates resentment, bad feelings very quickly. You know, when an employee doesn't work well with others or whatever reason, chances are high that, you know, that person will end up getting terminated. Now, there are some shops, small to large organizations, that sees grandstanding and individuals with high egos as a value add for leadership roles. You know, someone that won't take crap from anybody. You know, this person risks getting terminated over and over again until he or she finds a job where, you know, getting along with people doesn't matter. You know, it's a sad scenario when you think about it. Hey, just don't let this happen to you. Another challenging part of working with others is making an effort to avoid competition. You know, if a fellow employee isn't getting along with you, it may be because of the competition aspect of your job description and the fact that they're trying to beat you at something. Yeah, it could be true that a bit of friendly competition can entice workers into improving their performance. But, you know, bringing someone else's work performance up in order to get to them isn't going to do anything other than hurt their feelings. This can lead to a decrease in your own performance and could even cause you to think about moving on and finding a job somewhere else. Okay, so let's touch a little on the importance of respect. If everyone on the job isn't being treated with respect, it can be very detrimental to the business. If you don't feel like you're being treated with respect at work, you know, it can be difficult to do your best. The same is true for your coworkers. They may not be able to perform their duties efficiently if when their confidence was put into check by a disrespectful coworker or a disrespectful boss. You know, individuals that are given leadership roles in an organization with egos as tall and wide as Mount Everest, you know, will cause more harm to the organization or team. Many companies, you know, they lack training and dismiss bad behaviors. Employees are afraid of being targeted if he or she complains about behavior of bad managers. But now there are, you know, there are policies against retribution against any employee if he or she reports harassment. And there are companies that are training on harassment as well. The bottom line is respect everybody. Be fair to everyone. We are all humans trying to get through today. I can guarantee you that, you know, giving respect to your teams and your coworkers will follow you for years. I have former employees, coworkers, peer managers that continue to tell me how respectfully they were treated when I was their manager or someone they worked with on projects. You know, a mutual respect between workers also helps to foster an environment of cooperation between members of the team. Now, if you respect the people you work with, it's much easier to work with them, achieving your company goals. If you don't have any respect for your coworkers or their abilities, why would you count on them to help you out? You know, the best way for a team of employees to build a bond of mutual respect is through training and exercises that are meant to help everyone to get to know coworkers and their skills. And we call this team building. Now, you can find a lot of team building activities online, so try them out. In an environment where disrespectful behavior is common, conflict and chaos and division is more likely to break out between you and your coworkers as well as your leadership. But it's important that you don't let disrespectful behavior get to you and cause you to act the same way. A dispute at work has a negative impact on both morale and overall productivity. Now, if you feel like a coworker isn't treating you with respect, talk to them about their behavior in a calm, respectful manner. If that doesn't work, go to HR. Now, if they aren't willing to discuss it with you, then I suggest that you go and work the chain of command and take your concerns straight up to the top. Okay, so let's draw on some essential skills and habits you need to work with others. Developing the proper habits early on will help you on track to things like higher pay and leadership opportunities. Since more and more companies are making the decision to hire within, you know, these things are more important than ever before. For those that are like contractors, you have the opportunity to get hired in that company. Many of what I will mention shortly will probably seem obvious to you. This isn't a complete list of skills and habits you need to succeed, but it will give you a good place to start. You know, a lot of these suggestions don't take much more effort than remembering them. Now, there's a reason to not panic and think you have to change your entire life. You know, although these things may seem insignificant when you hear them, failing to do several of them adds up to a bigger problem. It really can mean the difference between keeping a job or getting fired. This is especially true in today's economy. With so many people actively looking for employment, employers generally find it very easy to fill their own positions. All right, here's the first, and you may want to write these down for reference. So the first is taking responsibility. It's always important to take responsibility for things that you do, especially when something goes wrong. You know, we all know no one is perfect. There's a few unrealistic employers that realize that. If you make a mistake and claim that it wasn't your fault, not only are you not telling the truth, you're also giving the impression that you weren't in control of the situation. You know, by taking responsibility, you'll probably notice two things. Firstly, your coworkers will likely be more willing to help you correct the problem and help you to succeed. Secondly, these same individuals will be more comfortable around you, knowing that you are honest and will never place the blame on someone else. Okay, here's number two. You must keep an open mind. Even in situations where you know you're 100% correct, you know, it's always good to keep an open mind. This is especially true when you happen to be a director or in a managerial position. Why? If you're not open to new or alternative ideas, you may come across as someone who thinks they know it all. When this happens, people typically get defensive very quickly, and then it's all downhill for you. You know, it's much more productive to show a little bit of humility and concern about truly finding the right answer for every issue and situation. Because everyone has a different problem-solving process, teamwork really has the potential to solve issues and come up with great ideas much faster. Okay, so the third is to honor all your commitments. You know, always try to allow enough time to complete your projects in a timely manner, even when something unexpected comes up. I know many of you love to multitask, but try to avoid doing that. Your focus and productivity and performance will suffer, especially when it's time for a performance review. You know, I understand there are times when you have to multitask, but you know, that's okay. But don't continually put yourself in a long-term position. People will expect that from you always, and you set a precedence for yourself. It's much better to give yourself more time than necessary to finish whatever you're working on, instead of underestimating the time to complete the assignment. This way, you don't have to worry about disappointing your employer or your colleagues. You know, go the extra mile. Always follow up on things whenever possible. This accomplishes two things. One, it strengthens workplace relationships. And two, it provides you with important feedback regarding your performance. Okay, number four is practice proper hygiene. So regardless of whether you're working with the public or in a back office, you know, practicing proper hygiene is essential when you work with others. No one wants to be around someone who smells bad or looks like they slept in their clothing. This doesn't mean that you have to dress like a rich and famous, but it simply means to, you know, to shower daily and come to work looking and smelling presentable. If you're on a tight budget, consider purchasing clothing at a local thrift center. You know, you can pick up great deals of clothing that's perfectly suited for work. You know, these stores typically stock a wide variety of business attire at fantastic prices. You just have to be there at the right time, which is on the days that the store gets deliveries. Okay, so the fifth is having your cell phone volume all the way up. Now, everyone has a cell phone these days. Now, if you work in a large office or an open space environment with no walls, you know, constant ringing can be a distraction to your coworkers. You know, unless you need your phone for work purposes, you know, turn it off, lower the volume, you know, put it on vibrate or put it away altogether. Quickly reading a text message when someone is speaking to you is extremely rude. You know, try to avoid doing this. You know, it gives the impression that your phone is more important than your job and reading your text while someone is talking to you. This is definitely disrespectful to the other person. You know, kind of make a habit of checking your messages or quickly making calls during your breaks or lunchtime. Or put it away when you're not talking to someone face-to-face or when you're with a group of people. Okay, so the sixth is share the wealth. Share credit where credit is due. When appropriate, sharing credit with your coworkers is a sure sign that you work well with others. Not only will that person or individuals like you even more than they did before, you'll probably get a high level of respect as well. And you know, that's the key word, is respect. The more you give respect to others, you will have a lifetime of respect from others. It's really that simple. So actually try it. Now, on the other hand, if you don't share respect where credit is due, you'll gain a reputation as someone who is arrogant, selfish, egotistical, self-seeking, self-centered, wants to look good in front of others, insensitive, greedy, thoughtless, and out to sabotage everyone else to attempt to get ahead. Now, you get the picture, right? If you happen to get away with this without anyone complaining, don't waste your time celebrating. You know, in reality, the truth usually prevails and you won't get ahead. You may just find yourself in an unemployment line instead, and you may not get the references that you need to get the next job. Okay, number seven is don't interrupt. Have you ever been in the middle of a conversation only to be constantly interrupted? It's so annoying, and I myself hate that. For that reason, never be the interrupter. Even if you have a great idea that you can't wait to share, wait until it's your turn to talk. You know, take a deep breath and relax. You'll be sharing your news or idea before you know it. Now, here's a little secret. There are individuals who aren't all that impressed when you talk, regardless of how fantastic your idea or conversation or topic it is. These people would much rather hear themselves, rather talk about themselves, period. So when you let them do the talking first, it's a good way to get them to like you. After that, they may be more receptive to what you have to say. So try it. Okay, so number 8 is smile. The act of smiling is often referred to as a person's most powerful gesture. Science can back up the fact that individuals who smile often are more happier, they're more successful, and healthier. Even better, smiling doesn't cost you a penny. It's interesting to note that some training modules for phone-related customer service positions require agents to keep a small mirror by their phone. This way, you know, the agent can make sure they're smiling when they speak to the customer. Kind of believe it or not, the person on the other end of the receiver can usually hear the smile on the agent's voice. You know, it makes much more of a pleasant interaction between the two, and many times a higher sales. So try today, smile. Okay, so number 9 is utilize resources. You know, working well with others to the best of your ability sometimes involves, you know, utilizing resources. Depending on where you work and your job description, there are many companies that provide all kinds of options for you to take advantage of. You know, these resources can be things like seminars, webinars, training sessions, fitness programs, no-cost safety equipment, mental health, and family counseling. Now, if you run across a good resource you think would benefit your workplace environment and your coworkers, don't hesitate to mention it to your manager or boss. Who knows? You might even get a small reward or bonus for taking the initiative to recommend something that might help your coworkers, your individuals, and the health of your company, and also for your company to succeed. Okay, so for number 10, don't be a noisemaker. In the event that your employer allows you to listen to music or something similar, you know, don't be a noisemaker. Wear headphones or keep the volume at a non-distracting level. Remember, not everyone will have the same taste of music or audio as you do. If your coworkers don't enjoy what they hear, you'll probably make it more difficult for them to concentrate and get their job done properly. The time to make noise is after the workday is done, during lunch, during break, unless you're a rock musician and auditioner that you need to play your music loud. So be respectful for your coworkers around you. Don't be a noisemaker. Okay, so number 11 is to respect boundaries. Okay, your job might require you to share a space with your coworkers, whether it's in a cubicle, an open space tables, an office, small office, or in the car. If you are near others while you work, make sure that you respect their boundaries and encourage them to respect yours in return. Try not to have phone calls about non-related work matters if your coworker is quietly focusing on a project. You know, get off your chair and go somewhere non-distracting. Also, try not to divulge too much of your personal life, because this may be too much information for some people. These boundaries will differ from person to person, so if you aren't sure if your behavior is going to annoy your coworker, it may be best to ask first. Okay, number 12 is learn to let go. Once you've had a dispute with a coworker, you know, it can be difficult to get back to the relationship you had before the issue. Now, if the issue has been resolved, the best thing that you can do is move on and focus on work. Of course, your coworker will have to also focus on letting go as well. If they still seem upset about the issue, see if they're willing to talk about it. If they end up telling you that they're still upset, do what you can do to make things right between the both of you. Now, if problems still persist and it's affecting your work, contact or, you know, let your boss or supervisor know about it. Okay, so now let's look at the benefits of working effectively with others. You know, teamwork is a wonderful thing. You know, it makes you feel good. It may take everyone a bit of time to get into the groove of things, but you know, when that happens, it's great to have everyone involved, not to mention the success of the company. You know, here are a few benefits of working together on the job, and yes, it can be done. You know, I've done it and I've experienced it many times, working with, especially working with on-site and remote teams. So one of the benefits is filling the voids. Working together typically fills voids. Not everyone has the same skills or education. You know, teamwork allows people to contribute their separate knowledge and experience to a project or a problem as a whole. It also comes in extremely handy when someone is sick. If no one jumps in to help out with that person's job, everything could come to a standstill until the employee feels well enough to return to work. Companies lose business when they are functioning at less than 100%. You know, it also promotes healthy competition between team members. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with a little bit of healthy competition in the workplace. You know, this often leads to increased productivity, which is always encouraged. You know, it's also an excellent motivator. Many times when coworkers see their peers doing an excellent job, you know, they want to go out there and try to do the same and match it. So, you know, encourage competition between team members. You know, also, no matter how well you and your teammates work together as a group, there's going to be always a chance of conflict popping up now and again. There's no set in stone guarantee to avoid them completely. This is partly due to the fact that employees come from different backgrounds, different experiences, different cultures, and have different styles of doing things. That's what makes the world and the workplace environment so interesting. So when conflict presents itself, your team is then forced to come up with a solution that best fits the situation. You know, this is a very good skill to have under your belt, especially for those interested in future promotion opportunities. So now, in regards to risk-taking, you may not think that risk-taking is something that should be attempted on the job. However, there's such thing as healthy risk-taking. Think of it like this: if you were working on a project by yourself and that project somehow failed, you would be responsible for the failure in its entirety. On the other hand, if you're working as a team, your coworkers not only share ideas, they also share the success and failure of the end results. So in essence, teamwork gives everyone in the group the freedom to safely work outside the box and really brainstorm new opportunities. So it's encouraged to inspire risk-taking. So when we start talking about boosting efficiency, the more effectively a team of employees work together, the more work they'll be able to get done. Now, of course, having more people means being able to put forth more effort, but a large team may actually get in each other's way if they are not working together effectively. Even if you don't work directly with a team, communicating effectively with other members of your organization helps to get things done as quickly as possible. So in regards to establishing trust, you know, finishing a project with coworkers does a lot to build a relationship with them. Once they actually help you to get things done, you'll know that you'll be able to rely on them again on new and future projects. This feeling of trust can give you a level of safety that will make it much easier to work and share ideas with your coworkers. Now, on the other hand, if members of the team don't trust each other, then they can make decisions that aren't good for the business in the long run. They may feel that they're the only member of the team that can actually get the job done and therefore try to do the whole thing themselves. This could lead to a serious drop in efficiency, productivity, respect, relationships within the team, and potentially even bigger problems if it's not taken care of right away. And this can cause a lot of problems with projects and mistakes. Okay, so let's look at the different types of conflicts in the workplace. You know, much like conflict in our personal lives, conflict in the workplace can be difficult to avoid. Disputes among coworkers are often resolved among the parties involved without a hitch. However, you know, it can also sometimes be necessary to contact your human resources department or upper management to solve the problem if the dispute can't be settled. You know, part of handling conflicts effectively is knowing what type of workplace conflict you're dealing with when the problem arises. Okay, one of the conflicts is change in management and or upper leadership. You know, a change of leadership like a new supervisor or manager staff can cause conflict in a department. You know, a sudden change in leadership can take some time getting used to and may be stressful for you and your fellow coworkers in the process. You know, drastic changes in leadership on the job takes people out of their comfort zone as they try to adjust to the new rules and techniques and manager styles. You know, it may be daunting at first. Much of this conflict can be avoided by providing a clear summary of any changes made and also the rules and boundaries in the workplace. Okay, here's another one, which is conflicts of character. You know, personality, cultural, and language conflicts can be some of the most common issues among coworkers. You know, it can be difficult to pick up on social cues you're not accustomed to or understand mannerisms that differ from your own and the people you regularly in contact with. You know, don't take it personal and avoid unnecessary confrontation. Now, if you think of a reason why your colleague is acting negatively towards you, you may have picked up something or something that wasn't there. It's very likely that your coworker arbitrarily decided to be rude to you, or it can be just a simple misunderstanding and a language barrier. Okay, it's easier to change yourself than to change others. You know, typically change for the better is not easy for anyone to obtain. You can't just snap your fingers or wave a magic wand and expect said changes to occur overnight, but think of how great it would be if it was actually possible to accomplish this task. However, keep this in mind. While it's possible to change yourself, it's extremely difficult to change others. When you take the time to think about it, do you really have that right? You know, it's hard to change a situation when you don't have history and all the facts. The same thing is true with a person. Until you've actually walked in someone's shoes, you don't know why that person acts the way they do. You may have a general idea, but generalities aren't enough. Whether you're at work or at another location, you know, when the mood strikes you to want to change someone, try this instead. Think about things you can do to improve upon the issue. Coming right out and telling someone that you think you need to change is a sure way to start bad feelings between the both of you. Now, honestly, how would you feel if the tables were turned and someone was telling you that you need to alter the way you do things? Okay, here's a good example, and it kind of relates to kind of time management. You notice one of your coworkers is finding it difficult to stay on schedule and completing their task on a project. So instead of going to your manager with a complaint, why not ask your manager if there's a way that you can help that individual stay on track? You might even learn something new in the process. So if someone wants to change and ask for your help, it's a completely different matter. Doing all you can do to assist them will help to ensure the transformation they hope to achieve. You know, sometimes all the individual needs is a little push in the right direction. Okay, so this comes to the end of our episode. And for more ideas, take an hour or so and do some online research on the internet. You'll probably be surprised by the employment suggestions from people who prefer to limit interactions with coworkers. This information is just a small example of things you can do to help ensure that you always work well with others. You know, regardless of your job description or company position, obviously the easier it is for you to interact with coworkers and customers, the higher chances of you getting a raise, a promotion, and moving up in the company. You may have to work on some of the things before you begin to feel like it's second nature. The good news is that if that's the case, then it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. There's no such thing as a perfect employee, no matter how much education or experience in the field you have. In any job, there's three of the most important traits to possess. They are diligence, honesty, and integrity. As long as you exhibit these qualities, there's a good chance you'll succeed and better yet feel good about doing things. Just like there's no perfect employee, there's no perfect job as well, or a set of perfect coworkers. There will always be times when you'll feel frustrated by both, and you know, again, that's perfectly normal. During these periods, all you can do is to remain positive, stay focused, and just continue to be a good worker. Until then, I will talk to you soon, and thanks again for listening to this episode. This is Elevate to Success, your host, Lloyd Philip B. with Infinity Bold. For more information on how we can help you with your project management, coaching, as well as mentoring, you can go to my website at www.infinitybold.com and send me an email. Please share this podcast and also tell a friend about us. Until then, keep it real.